The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Power Hour. I am Dr. A. Truata. I'm filling in as a guest host. I appreciate that I'm invited back. It's a great honor. I mean, whatever I did last week rang a chord. I was asked to come back. Either it was really good last broadcast or the Power Hour is getting desperate. I'm not sure which one it is. I hope it's the latter. It's the first part, not the latter. In honor of Joyce Riley, I'm just so honored and happy to be here. I had a long time relationship with Joyce Riley, and the Power Hour. It's a sad to see people move on, but they do. It's part of life. It's part of death. You know. The reason, folks, and we can go through all of the headlines and we'll do some of that today, but I want to just reemphasize. If people cannot get honest and unbiased objective information, then we are no better than a communist dictatorship. We lose, a lot of our freedoms by not getting, able to even voice our opinions through the First Amendment rights of free speech. And the free press. My biggest concern for the last 30 plus years, and I've been in radio a lot of the time. I host my own 2-hour daily talk show, so I know the work and effort that goes in. I know what Joyce Riley had to go through, and it's not an easy job. It's a big time full time job that needs a good staff behind us. And golly, the Power Hour has that, obviously, Catherine. Bless your heart, Todd, the board off. All this works together. It's important. Folks, I got to just take my hat off and salute the Power Hour, because now shows like the Power Hour, these so-called alternative media, has always been the lifeblood. It always has been. We're not controlled by conglomerates, by plutocrats, by billionaires. It's just we, the people, that are talking. Now, we try and make sure our information is accurate. I, as a longstanding talk show host myself, 30-plus years in the business, I have to say I really do my best to vet what I say and check in the story. My radio show is called The Story Behind the Story. I've been broadcasting, like I said, over 30-plus years, starting out on live radio. Et cetera, et cetera. It's not about me. But listen, folks, it's really, really, really crucial right now to get the right information out, to cut through the propaganda. Okay? There is such a wide diversity now as we enter this political climate. I got to just say that the world's a stage, and in my 3+ years of experience, the world is a stage, and the players on the stage are basically paid actors, meant to entertain and mesmerize and, yes, even hypnotize the masses. Okay, there wouldn't be this massive amount of billions, if not trillions, of dollars spent in what's called the mass media to do the hypnosis and to keep the sheeple controlled. That's the bottom line. So we have alternative media, and yes, I appreciate that the listening audience today will probably be those who are already awake. So it's like the preacher preaching to the choir. That's good. But the choir members can each share to their circle of influence, and that's how it spreads. So I just appreciate it. I want to say that first and foremost, the importance of First Amendment rights. This is why our founding fathers put it in as the First Amendment. Freedom of the press. Back then, there was no radio. No, there was no media like we're talking about now. The residents had to rely on the printed word. You have Benjamin Franklin and the Poor Richard's Almanac, Poor Richard being a newspaper that came out explaining really what's happening and inflaming the people. I wouldn't say inflaming, but enlightening the people to what's really going on in the transatlantic process through King George. Okay, so that's why our founding fathers, when they went after the British surrendered and the Treaty of Paris was signed, why it became the task to enshrine these basic inalienable rights, as Thomas Jefferson wrote. These are God-given rights that nobody should trample on. First and foremost, everybody agrees to this. Everybody says we got to have the right to free speech, because if you don't have that, you really don't have anything. The first thing the British tried to do was to cut communication lines during the war, of course, and even right after the French and American War, French and Indian War, right? It was massively trying to control information. Folks, that's what despots do. They want to control information flow. They don't like what they're hearing. They want to cut your tongue out and silence you. First Amendment rights. Second Amendment rights, the right to keep and bear arms. For what reason to keep and bear arms? This is going to read the whole Second Amendment in context. People say, oh, well, it's my right to pack a gun and hide. Yeah, that's part of it. But read the whole thing. You have to have guns to enforce your right to peaceably assemble, to gather together. Let me give you a little history lesson in case you haven't forgotten it, ladies and gentlemen. The shots that were fired at Lexington and Concord, what were they fired over? What started the whole American Revolution, which, by the way, was fought by less than 3% of the American population? Yeah, less than 3%. Very small body of concerned, freedom-loving citizens got together. But what was the shots fired at? The fact is, you see, the British were marching on Lexington and Concord to take the guns. Take the guns, because without the guns, they couldn't peaceably assemble. Second Amendment. Right to keep bear arms. You can't come and take my guns. If you do, I'll shoot you. And that's the shot heard around the world. And do you know the first American killed in the Green Lexington? Do you know who that was? Actually, a little bit before that. An African-American gentleman, Crispus Attucks, little known part of history, a freed slave, but a free black man. And this is, again, so much of what goes into what made America. So we have logos flying around. We have from 2016 to 2020, Make America Great Again, MAGA. Okay? Well, America is only great, with all due respect, President Trump, it's only great because we, the people, have these constitutional rights, these inalienable rights. If you erode them, away you go. So there's all these campaign promises. Trump is a good salesman, surely. He gets and elucidates himself pretty well. But I don't care about all these empty promises. All I care about, frankly, for my federal government, Mr. Trump, if you're listening, I hope you can stomach this. I don't care about all these promises. I care about one thing: make sure my constitutional rights are protected. And I'm happy. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I want the right to speak my mind. If you think I'm wrong, well, I have the right to be wrong. That's part of the First Amendment. I may not agree with somebody's opinion, spending off in a debate. But I do honor their right to have their own opinion. In my opinion, they're wrong, but they have the right to be wrong. I have the right to expose that wrong. That's the American beauty of what we have and what we've exported to the world. That's our greatest export, ladies and gentlemen. to the whole world. We are the shining city on a hill. We send these messages that despots can't silence us. That's the most important thing you can defend, Mr. President. And, of course, the Second Amendment and all the other amendments to the Constitution. We must absolutely protect those. We're going to take a break and come back. I'm going to get into some real hard-hitting stuff here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Okay, we're back. I understand we had some technical difficulties. The breakup's happening. I don't know what to say about that. We're on the line. My landlines have are down as well here in Utah. This is I hope you can hear me just fine now. But it's so funny we're talking about First Amendment rights and not, you know, not have your speech cut off, and then you have interference like this. This happens. This has happened so many times to me before my broadcast. It's not unusual, because the reality is, if you can hear me, fine. If not, I'll keep speaking until I'm told that you can't hear me. You know, Dr. H. Rulot in Utah is officially listed as a, quote, domestic terrorist by the powers that be of Homeland Security. Now, there are something in every community across this nation. Every state has what's called a fusion center. Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N, fusion center. If you haven't ever heard of a fusion center, you probably should do your homework. Find out where the one is in your state, because I guarantee you, some states have two or three or more, depending on the population. What is a fusion center, you may ask? Let me just tell you quickly. Every communication, whether it's cell phones, whether it's landlines, whether it's emails, they're all monitored by our friendly folks at the Department of Homeland Security. It's a fact, folks. Oh, really? That's a conspiracy theory. Oh, no, it isn't. Check out the Fusion Center. Fusion Centers were formed after September 11th by George Herbert Walker Bush's son, George W., okay, the Bush crime family. And the Department of Homeland Security began to work with the NSA to monitor everyday common folk citizens. That's a fact. We can't have another 9/11. We've got to identify these terrorists. And the worst terrorists are those domestic ones. Well, what is a domestic terrorist, President W.? What is it? Oh, yeah. A domestic terrorist is one who doesn't lockstep with the official propaganda. Listen, I'm not a violent person. I'm a peaceful person. I'm a peaceful man. I love peace. I love to spend time with my grandkids and my children, my family. I'm not a violent person, but it doesn't matter. Because they say domestic terrorism is going into a crowded theater and crying fire. Can't have that. So fusion centers, ladies and gentlemen, do in fact cut off communications. I don't want to take the time to tell you how many times my radio shows have been blocked and traced them through in the computer structures. Secure lines, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Folks, this is what I want to talk about. Why is it so funny we have these connection problems? It's not accidental. We have two billionaires in America. We have Mr. Elon Musk and Mr. Donald J. Trump having a conversation posted on X. And what happens? Well, they're shut down, too. The feeds were blocked. Yeah, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people listened, but many more couldn't even get on. I tried to get on. It was blocked. Okay? And think about it, folks. Why would you want to block a simple conversation? Think about this deeply. This is the big story. This is to me the big story, again, about why the powers that be, the Kamala Harris left, want in the worst way to censor people. Because, Americans they can't have this disinformation. This came full circle during COVID. You can't be talking about COVID being dangerous as far as vaccinations are concerned. Block it, stop it. Oh, my heavens. You see, this is the big story. And whatever you think of Trump or Elon Musk, and there's pluses and minuses and everything, but you can't dismiss that what they did struck a real chord across the world. We're talking, listen, folks, put this into perspective. Just yesterday, my good friends over at Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden did a really neat little article yesterday at early morning hours. Tyler says, yeah, look at these negative headlines. He put all this together. All these mainstream media outlets, just how terrible, how deadly this is. It's just a conversation between Donald Trump, a billionaire, and ex-owner, another multi-billionaire, Elon Musk. Well, they've a billionaire? Well, a billion views, ladies and gentlemen. Not views of their posted video on X. Now, are these accurate? I believe so. 1 billion, that's B with a B, billion. Think about it. Again, whether you like him or hate him or something in between, if you're on the fence, that's still amazing, staggering numbers. 1 billion. Now, we see what's called the DDoS attack on X. Elon Musk posted this as he went on, and on X. There appears to be a massive attack on X, DDoS, working on shutting it down. Who's working on shutting it down, Mr. Musk? I'm just telling you who it is. It's the Fusion Centers. That's who does it. The NSA, sir. Okay. Oh, there's so many falsehoods and misinformation. We have to shut this down. Why? It creates even more interest in what was being said. See, so it feels that now there's a one billion views. Now, I have to ask a question. Why do you think Trump went on with Musk to begin with? Do you think Elon Musk is exclusionary and only wants Trump? No. He invited Kamala, too, to follow up, but Kamala won't do it. Why? Maybe because she doesn't have anything to say? I just say it, but all Kamala's ever been saying is, hey, vote for me because I'm not Trump. That's about it. There's nothing. She can't point to any successes. Clearly what has happened in her watch, the so-called borders is a catastrophe, flat out a catastrophe. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. Why it's so important. If you look at the first, let's say, 10 minutes of Trump's interview or a conversation with Elon Musk, they really do focus on, first of all, the assassination attempt and how Trump turned his head, right, where the bullet clipped him, as the story goes. I question that, but that's another story. He turns his head slightly, zipped. He's supposedly clipped by the bullet, and he's blood all over the place, bleeding because there's so much blood in the ear. This is what he's explaining to Elon Musk in his interview. All right? Wait a minute. All the pictures of him coming up, there's no blood on his hand. His hand's supposed to cover this bloody ear, and he says there's blood everywhere. I just respectfully ask, what blood? Where? There's blood on his ear and his face, but his official story that he said at the convention, he said this again on his conversation with Elon, there's blood everywhere, massive amount of blood. I just have to ask the question, and that's not what the pictures show, with all due respect, Mr. President. There's no blood. So what really happened? Well, this is where it gets really eye-opening, folks. And hopefully if you can still hear this well and we can go into the second hour, open up the phone lines and get your opinions for what you want to say or do or think. That's wonderful. That's free speech. It's what we're all about, right? Folks, how do you justify that his very tight-fitting Gucci shoes that were snug and tightly tied, how is it that he's knocked out of his shoes? He says that there was such a violent tackle that he knocked his shoes off. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute. They hustle him off and leaves his shoes behind. He's trying to tell the Secret Service agents, "Give my shoes, give my shoes." Folks, I'm going to tell you what makes the most sense to me personally. Okay, there is a Jewish, I shouldn't even say Jewish, I should say Hebrew anointing that is usually done on the 13th day of any given Jewish calendar month. And where this particular, there's an actual ritual where you put blood on the right ear, okay, by the right hand, and it's a sacred anointing of a select individual as the Jewish Messiah, the modern Jewish state Messiah. Folks, check it out. There are people, there's rabbis out there saying this was I forget the actual Jewish name for it, the Hebrew name for it. This was a ritual. He was hit with the blood on the ear, the blood on the hand, the shoes being off because it's sacred ground. It's every step of it is a Jewish ritual anointing him as the chosen one. Folks, that makes sense to me. So, Dr. Arnold, you're saying it wasn't an assassin and it wasn't bullets? I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying it doesn't make sense that the Secret Service didn't know that there was a shooter on the roof. I mean, 130 yards, of course they're scanning rooftops. That's what the sniper teams do. So I'm thinking it's very interesting that for the first 5 or so minutes of his interview, he's divulging what happened to the assassination attempt, so-called. No doubt it was a shooter. No doubt that he fired multiple shots. And no doubt he killed one individual and terribly wounded two others. No doubt about that. But anybody that's had any experience with a well-calibrated rifle, as far as the scope is concerned, 130 yards is like a tap-in putt, okay? If you got one shot off, that's all you need. Turn your head to look at the board for immigration statistics, as Trump explained to Elon. Saved his life, and it's about all about immigration that saved his life. And they go on to talk about that, you see. Okay. Possibly, but where's the blood on his hand? Why is his shoes off? Why are the Jewish rabbis, especially the Orthodox rabbis in Israel, now claiming he is their Messiah and he's the anointed one. That's what's happening, folks. And please don't think I'm anti-Semitic by telling the truth here. It is what it is. I have real question marks personally about that. I personally think it was a public spectacle and there was collateral damage, there had to be collateral damage to make it real. Yes, people were shot. A person died. A firefighter died. And there's others wounded. But I personally don't think Trump was in danger for 1 second. That's me personally. I'm sorry, turning your head at the last second where the bullet whizzes by and clips your ear, and yet there's no blood on your hand. When your hand goes up to your ear, he clenches his fist, ladies and gentlemen. There's no blood on his fist. And the photographs, the iconic photograph of him standing underneath an upside-down flag, boy, that's orchestrated. That is staged. In fact, you actually see the Secret Service agents positioning the photographer for that very picture. Is that just coincidence? Perhaps. But I don't think so. Not that iconic photograph of an upside-down flag and him coming up, clearing his fist in victory with not blood all over. There's no blood all over the place, frankly. There's not. Unless, we're just imagining there's no blood. Say the media is clear in the pictures. Something happened. There was some kind of red substance on his ear. Could have been blood. Yeah. Well, who knows? So what about the immigration facts status? See, this is what is so important that I wanted to really focus on the show today is what is really going on with America and why the immigration status is so important. Why? What's going on? Well, let's go to that if we could. And I'm going to take a break here pretty quick, but there's something I would like to give listeners. If hopefully you can hear me just fine. Every time I start talking about this on radio shows, we have really funky interference happening. So just preparing you. Google this up, folks, because you probably never heard of it before. Most people haven't. The Kalergi Plan. Spelled K-A-L-E-R-G-I, Kalergi. That's how you pronounce it. The covert scheme to destroy Europe within. Nobody is talking in the mainstream media or even much of the alternative media about the Kalergi Plan, K-A-L-E-R-G-I, Kalergi Plan. Because if you understand the Kalergi Plan and what happened to unify Europe under the European Union, the EU, you're not going to understand what's happening in America today. Okay? The Kalergi Plan was basically to bring in illegal immigrants in massive waves to destabilize Europe. That's this whole plan. Step by step by step, it has worked. Even the UK, with all of the riots there, all of these illegal aliens and others causing riots in the UK, in England, all across the European Union. It's evident in the Paris Olympics. I mean, you have the opening and closing ceremonies. Giving homage to Kalergi. Yeah, who is this guy? I've never heard of him. Let me give you his own word out of his books. This was 1920s, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a modern figure in today's world. He's the architect of the European Union, Kalergi. And he's a Jewish gentleman, and he's in league. He's a Zionist Jew in league with Baron Rothschild. Yeah, the two were very much partnered up. He published his book. He's also Freemason, by the way. High level Freemason. The book is called Practical Idealism, published in the 1920s. he set out the view of not only him, but the elite high Masons. And he wrote a book. This book set out his views on how he would abolish the right of self-determination in the combined Europe. Okay, they had to go through, of course, the upheaval of the Second World War and Nazism, but after that settled down and the organizational structures came, it's there. Here's Kalergi in his own words, quote, the European man of the future will necessity be of mixed race. Today's races and classes must disappear. Owing to the disappearance of nations, time, and prejudice, the Eurasian hyphen Negroid race of the future, similar in its outward appearance to the ancient Egyptians, will and must replace the diversity of peoples with a diversity of individuals. See, that's so important to understand that concept. See, it's not about sovereignty of a nation. That's got to go away. No, it's the sovereignty of the people, the individuals. Do as thou wilt will be the rule of the law, which is what Aleister Crowley was given by his demonic channelings. That's the whole purpose of this, folks. It's don't have national pride. Don't flash logos of make America great again. No, make individuals great again. Make whoever you are, a mixed Indian slash who knows what Kamala Harris is. Is that bad to say? She's always said she was East Indian, right? Coming from, and she's also saying she's Haiti. Well, wait a minute. But her bloodline, her father, grandfather, white, and then East Indian mother, and her siblings are East Indian. They're clearly identifying as East Indian. Nothing wrong with that, but she's not African American. There's none of that in her. Maybe a little bit, maybe 10%, because of her whole family line in Haiti, in Jamaica, and going back into the whole family line of that, they're slave traders. I mean, that's her parental line and great great grand. Talk about reparations. What's all this about? But see, Kamala Harris is not. It's not about a platform. See, it's not about one of the things she wants to do, because she's not supposed to do anything. It's all a symbolic figurehead to be the immigration czar, the border czar. No. It means I do nothing. I just open the doors and let these people just flow in. So immigration's a key, because it goes back to this whole Kalergi plan. That's the whole ideal, is to open borders, to take away national sovereignty. And that's exactly what's happening here. Because we take away national sovereignty, folks, and give the rights of the individual to make their own decision. Whether it's, that's the woke culture. That is it. That's it in a nutshell. We need to empower people to become whatever gender they want. That's the next step. See, gender identity is tied into racial identity. Absolutely inseparably connected. The whole woke agenda is just that. So this is it's national sovereignty, ladies and gentlemen, versus individual self-determination and putting the individual head, which is really what Kamala's flagship is. I am empowering the people. It's her basic message. At the expense of what, Ms. Harris? To become slaves again, like your father's family did for hundreds of years? Is that what you want, slavery? Because, you see, the people cannot be sovereign themselves if you have no guarantees of inalienable rights. Don't you see it? Are you really that stupid? I shouldn't say that. I apologize. Short-sighted. Maybe she's not stupid. Maybe she understands exactly what her role is. To undermine America, okay? Undermine, and I say America, I mean the Bill of Rights or constitutional inalienable rights, Bill of Rights. Number one, again, freedom of speech. Freedom of assembly, number two, and the right to keep and bear arms to make sure. I wanted to share with the listener, maybe when we can do this after the break. There's an incredible, one of the best interviews I have probably heard in, I would say, 5 years, 10 years, maybe. There's a gentleman who's here in Utah. His name is David Hurtado. David Hurtado, H-U-R-T-A-D-O, Hurtado. What an incredible story. He's here in Utah. He is naturalized now American citizen. He's proud of that. He came through the right channels. He came from Venezuela into America. Now he's an American citizen. And I got to tell you, this guy eloquently expresses the importance, the absolute importance of standing for the Bill of Rights. I mean, wow, we need a million more David Hurtados. It's a shame that a naturalized citizen has more knowledge of the basic freedoms. Because why? Because he's seen what's happened to his home nation of Venezuela and why he had to get out. Folks, this is an amazing interview, totally amazing interview. I just you can hear the full thing if you go to you can listen on Rumble. This is We Are the People, Utah. My friend Jason Preston interviewed him. It's on video. Watch it closely. Only 1,000 or so people have seen this. It needs to be millions of people seeing this. Heavens, 1 billion people seeing this amazing warning. It's chilling. We're just going to give you the broad strokes of David Hurtado. Well-educated gentleman, worked as a Venezuelan national stationed at the United States Embassy in Venezuela. He was kidnapped by force taken in and tortured, beaten by the anti-American forces of Marxism that he explains has infiltrated the country of Venezuela. At the time this happened, I got to say, Venezuela was the number three economy in the Western Hemisphere, behind, just running neck and neck with Canada, for heaven's sakes. Standard of living very high. There's USA economy, Canadian economy, and Venezuela. And he sees the erosion of this through this exact means of control and controlling elections, making a dictator stronghold from Chavez and to the current dictator. All this is there. He exposes Nicolas Maduro. Very well. Who is Nicolas Maduro? What does it even matter? He's down there in Venezuela. People know. Well, who is this Nicolas Maduro? Folks, it's the same exact platform as a Joe Biden and Obama and the whole leftist structure. This is why it's so important. My heavens, you've got to get a hold of this. So, Hurtado explains how it works and why he's in the USA, specifically why he resides here in Utah, and more importantly, why he's never without his sidearm. Fantastic interview. If I could, I'd just like to play a clip for it. How long before our let's see, we may have to take a break. We'll start this clip. This is David Hurtado. This is he really just gets into defending why we need our Second Amendment rights and what's so important. Listen up.
And if the state survives, then yeah, you guys can get the crumbs. But it's all about the state. You hear that in the United States as well. Oh, we have to protect the freedom. We have to protect democracy. No. What they're saying is we have to protect the state. We have to protect the structure that we have built for ourselves, for the elites, right? That's why they hate the Constitution so much. We can get into that. But Venezuela now, what's happening is that they have decided, okay, we're going to go full-blown communism. And now you have the police and the military going door to door based on what, for all intents and purposes, snitches, basically, right, have said to the government or to the police in exchange for a box of food. If you snitch on your neighbor, you get a box of food.
Wow.
And so the government...
And by the way, and people are starving. I think it went from one of the third wealthiest nations in the hemisphere to destitute, literally eating their pets. The crime's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. People eat garbage. Now, you will see the job that the government has done where they have promoted through the so-called influences of social media that Venezuela is actually doing okay. Venezuela is doing all right. So they will stage situations and they will stage parts of the cities where they're all well painted and decorated to see, hey, it's going all right. It's going great. Yeah. Take a look at San Francisco. Take a look at all the states and all the cities in California where you walk on needles. Yeah, you see, oh, this is great. It's a cool city, whatever. But when you are in the city, you're like, what is this? You go to Los Angeles, you go to Hollywood, you're like, what is this? So it's the same thing they're doing down there.
Russia did the same thing. They had little towns pretending when dignitaries would come in, little areas where they pretended people were flourishing, hiding what was really happening.
And so the reality on the ground is.
Well, we'll just finish up with that after the break. We do have a caller that's called in, Mike in Tennessee. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in. Come ahead.
Greetings. I just want to touch on a point that you were bringing up, talking about individual liberty versus the collective, which is a state. A state is nothing more than a collective of people that have a similar value system as it was. Ben Franklin hung out with my ancestors, which were Native Americans. In Europe, they have this, if you envision a cross, you've got a vertical line and then a horizontal line. Imagine the vertical line. That's the European model. Everybody is under someone else. Everyone is subject to. In this country, 500 Native American nations recognize their individual sovereignty. You could go anywhere in this country. You could travel freely without being subject to anybody because you are sovereign in your own right. And they recognize that, and Ben Franklin picked up on this. And this was his intent to create a system by which, not like Rome, but like what the Native Americans were doing, which was recognizing the individual liberty. And that's why the preamble to the Constitution references we the people, okay? In Native American culture, the people are the power. There are no leaders. If someone came into Canada to a Native American nation today and said, where's your leader? If RCMP goes in and says, where's the leader? They're going to say these people. All these people are the leaders. Individually, they lead themselves. Now, that same concept is still in this country, but it's being squashed down because they want to put you in a box. And so when I was railroaded and I was asked, what is your religion? I would say, it's my religion. And my religion is an individual choice. Just as there are many denominations, a denomination is not a religion. It's a preference, and so people can choose their preferences, but they don't have to be put in a box because the system relies on putting you in a box so that they can control you, and so they change the narrative. Once upon a time, the Democrat Party was the creators of the KKK. Now they claim they're opposed to the KKK. So the party changes, but if you align yourself with that party, then you carry all the stench of the party. And so as an individual, you have the rights to control. The Ninth Amendment recognizes the rights that are not enumerated, and they're not constitutional rights. They're rights given to us by our Creator. And please reference them as God-given rights as opposed to the Constitution is a piece of paper. It doesn't give you anything. It just recognizes what exists.
Okay. Yeah, very good point. I appreciate that. In fact, I'll just amplify that. If you Benjamin Franklin understood that, so did Thomas Jefferson, the framers. The Iroquois Nation, the Cherokee Nation, are the real framers of our Bill of Rights, really. It truly is. They took that. They've used it very well. And you see Benjamin Franklin in the debate of the Constitutional Congress stating that here it is. It's worked very well for this Iroquois Nation, for the Cherokee Nation. It will work for us, too. And the principles are just exactly what you said. We have individual people standing together to be unified. And so the debate happened in the halls of Congress there in Philadelphia when they gathered together. The debate raged, but don't we have to have a central power to basically regulate and protect those individual rights? And that's where the Federalist Papers all came into it, you know, all of this, yes. So the limited government, the federal government, was basically to do one thing. I mean, reemphasize this to everybody listening because it's really important. Was to only to regulate the commerce. And so they put out the 1792 Currency or Coinage Act. Most people have never even heard or read of that Coinage Act, which just means that you regulate what a dollar is, what a half dollar is, what a quarter is, what a dime or a half penny even, okay? And it's so clear as you read and understand that was the entire role. I mean, the entire role of the federal government is as put out by our government to have a regulated system of weights and measures to regulate the commerce between the states of individual sovereignties come together. That's the republic. That's what it means. Of the people, by the people. Not a democracy. We are a republic. And you're absolutely right. That's where it came from. Was primarily the Iroquois Confederacy, and even the Cherokee Nation had this. And wow, we owe our Native American brothers and sisters that. That's who made the Bill of Rights. You're right, exactly right, exactly right. So yeah, we have gone so far afield from the role of the federal government just to regulate commerce. Okay, we don't even have real money anymore. We have no sovereign money. We have no silver. We have clad nonsense coins that have no value. We have what? We have fiat paper that's inflated to the nth degree, and that's our problem. 1792 Coinage Act, folks. Read it. Be educated. You'll notice at the end, if you took out the silver content, if you basically made those coins just a little bit worthless, not the purity that the act detailed. And the Secret Service, see, the Secret Service was there to make sure the mints were accurate, were putting the right amount of silver. And that's what the whole Secret Service was for, okay? What is that? What is the result if you're caught counterfeiting or putting out bogus silver content? Folks, it's a death sentence. You were hung by the neck until dead or lined up and shot as a firing squad. That's how important it is for the individual states to have the currency regulated correctly. Can you imagine the chaos if you go to one state and a gallon of gas is really like just about a liter and a half. It's not really a full gallon. You know, it's cost you double the amount of money to fill up your tank of gas. If you don't regulate what's the standard gas in the measurement of your gas tank, you have chaos. That's why it has to be a base weights and measure issue. That's all money is honest currency, honest weights and measures. Boy, I tell you, our founding fathers understood that too, because they had a big problem. They had debts that they had to overcome after the revolution. You know, waging war is never inexpensive. Okay? They had continental script. We'll make it right. Okay, well, at the end of the war, the continental script was worthless. Fiat money always ends up being worthless, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's so important to understand 1792 Coinage Act, at the same time that our Constitution and Bill of Rights are ratified. You've got to have the role of a central government is to regulate weights and measures. That's it. Okay. Thanks for bringing that in. Yeah, it works for indigenous people. The Cherokee Nation, the Iroquois Nation, they're not some ignorant bunch of savages running around scalping people. That's what the history books want you to believe. Oh my heavens! The Trail of Tears of Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory. Oh my goodness. Let's take out the Cherokee Nation, the sovereign, this civilized tribe, they call. There were so many of the leaders of the Cherokee Nation that were educated, very, very gifted philosophers. But they were all running up the Trail of Tears, get them into Oklahoma, and they died. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll come back with more from this great interview with David Hurtado. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I used it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.